What do you think of when you think of the agricultural industry? Recently, I had the opportunity to ask this question to a group of upcoming high school sophomores. The first response I got was cattle. This answer didn't surprise me. In Alabama, cattle places second statewide in cash receipts, just behind our broilers. I've always been around some form of cattle, despite not living on a livestock operation. My mom grew up on a dairy farm. We kept cattle for a number of years, and I've had the opportunity to help out on Maple's stock farm, keeping records. This has definitely given me a greater appreciation of not just the steak on my plate, but the whole journey it took to get there. In this episode, we're going to discuss the process, learn about the Certified Angus Beef brand, the world's first brand of beef, and also learn about the opportunities offered in both Angus livestock production and by Certified Angus Beef. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of A Day in Agriculture. Beef production is crucially important, not just in the United States, but in the world. Producing a high-quality product for the consumer is the primary focus of producers, brands, and processors in this very diverse, large, and impactful industry. Today's episode is going to be following a much different format compared to the previous four. Instead of me talking about the stages of beef cattle production and speaking about producers, we have our guest, Mr. Ben Maples of Maples Stock Farm, to tell us about the basics of the beef industry. Following this, we will be speaking with Dr. Kirsten Nichols, sustainability and animal care scientist with Certified Angus Beef, about the mission CAB has with its producers, the opportunities they offer, and her own experiences in the industry. Well, enough telling you about how the episode is going to be. Let's just go ahead and get started. I've already briefly introduced beef production's importance, but I feel like we definitely need to discuss it a bit more. According to the USDA, the value of cow and calf production has been following an upward trend in the US. It's grown from $27.1 billion in 2002 to $51.9 billion in 2021. The US is currently the world's leading producer of beef, producing 12.73 million tons of it as of 2021. From these large statistics, today we are going to be focusing primarily on Black Angus cattle. It is important to note, however, that there are other breeds also grown in the United States, such as Hereford, Charolais, Red Angus, and other breeds. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to Mr. Ben Maples to speak for a little bit about the stages of beef cattle production.
So, in beef cattle production, we look at it from the standpoint of three main stages. The first stage is going to be your cow-calf producers. And these individuals, they have a herd, and with they have a herd, and the primary focus is having cows produce an offspring and then raising that offspring up until they hit the weaning stage. And then after weaning, typically they're sold on the open market where they go to what's called a backgrounder or a stocker operation. And those operations are, what they're for is they'll the calves will be the wean calves will be turned out on pasture typically, and they'll get some supplemental feed to keep inducing that growth into them to keep them growing. And once they reach a certain weight, then they get sent to finishing. And finishing operations are typically out in the Midwest, because that's where corn is, and also that's where all the processing facilities are. And they'll go out there and they'll go to a feed yard. And these cattle right here, they're going to be finished on haylage grass, hay, also feed, depending on what they're doing. And then whenever they meet market weight, after that portion, then they are either retained ownership, or they're sent to the processor to be processed into the final product that goes out to consumers.
Now that we have a background on what Black Angus production looks like in the United States and how the beef industry as a whole works, we're going to get right into our interview with Dr. Nichols. Dr. Kirsten Nichols is a sustainability and animal care scientist with Certified Angus Beef. In this position, she works to better understand the science of ranching and translate it to build brand integrity with CAB's partners. So to start us off, Dr. Nichols, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be our fifth guest.
No problem. Thank you, Jessa, for inviting me and having me on the podcast.
Yes, ma'am. So firstly, I just want to ask, would you mind giving us your story of how you became involved with CAB?
Sure. So it's kind of a long story because I have actually a lot of history with certified Angus beef. But I grew up actually not far from Worcester, Ohio, which is where our main office is based. I grew up about a half hour from here and grew up an ag kid. My family farms. My dad farms full time. We've got beef cows and then we grain farm. And then my mom on the other side was actually very involved in animal sciences with Ohio State. So she was an extension agent and in charge of the 4-H program here in Wayne County, which is where Worcester is at. So she actually had a lot of employees of certified Angus beef's children in 4-H. So I knew a lot of people that worked here growing up. My dad actually was president of Ohio Cattlemen, so worked a lot back in the 90s with Mick Colvin, who was actually one of the minds that helped create certified Angus beef. So knew of the brand all growing up. Knew what they did, but didn't know, you know, how big of a company this was. So ended up in my mind, I went to college, thought in my mind I wanted to go to vet school. No one was going to change my decision. I ended up getting hooked up actually with Ohio State, and in Worcester, we have another important ag industry. It's the Ohio Ag Research and Development Center. And that's where I worked out of every summer when I was an undergraduate student doing research projects on both beef cattle and sheep, actually small ruminants, and kind of fell in love with the research side of things. So the guy that I was working for, Dr. Francis Fluharty, had actually convinced me to abandon the whole vet school dream and change my mind and got me to start a master's at Ohio State. So I did both my master's and my PhD here at OSU in animal sciences. Even though I was animal sciences, I focused all my research and all my classwork in ruminant nutrition and beef production and management. So, you know, had that background. My master's was a little bit of welfare research in beef calves at weaning. PhD was looking more at nutrition and kind of sustainability of a whole system, thinking about our cows and our first calf heifers in late gestation and how that environment is changing here in Ohio with our spring calving herds. So was in the area, like I said, knew of certified Angus beef and actually ended up having dinner, applied for a job and had dinner with John Sticker, our president, and my boss now, Bruce Cobb. And actually they kind of pitched this, the role that I have now today to me. And that role is our sustainability and animal care scientist. You know, certified Angus beef knew that they needed to have someone in that space to start answering some of those questions that we get from our licensed partners asking about sustainability and beef production and, you know, all those kinds of things and guide where we're headed as a brand in that area. So kind of put a leap of faith in the fact that I didn't know what the job description actually was. They hadn't developed that yet, but kind of worked alongside of them throughout that process. And then before I graduated with my PhD, I applied and I ended up getting this role. So I started actually part-time when I was finishing up my PhD. I started part-time with the brand, and then as soon as I graduated, I started full-time in the office here in Worcester. So kind of a long story of how I got involved with CAB, but the stars really just aligned perfect for me with this role.
Yes, ma'am. So like you mentioned, you said you went to Ohio State, got your PhD and your master's, and originally wanted to go on to go to vet school, but then kind of switched. How would you say that your research and maybe your beginnings in wanting to go through with vet school, how would you say that helped you in going into your specific role in CAB?
Yeah, so I guess I'll start first. I mean, I think my background growing up in ag, I was very fortunate to have parents that heavily involved us as kids in the farm, just day-to-day decisions. I mean, going out and doing chores and teaching us the real life side of what matters in a producer's mind, what's going to help pay the bills, right? So I definitely got that practical understanding of the industry and how things work, how things operate. And I love that I got to see the beef production side, but also the crop production side. I mean, kind of two different business models, and it was great to have that understanding of it. But then taking it a step further, you know, I love school. So my parents encouraged me, you know, if you have an interest in this, go get a master's, go to vet school, whatever you want to do, go explore that. And, you know, my thought process was, starting with my master's, typically takes you about 2 years to do a master's degree in animal sciences. So my thought process was, hey, you know, this is only 2 years of my life. I was lucky that I found faculty at Ohio State that had plenty of funding. So, you know, I got my master's paid for, and I was paid a stipend. And that really turned me on to the research world. And I fell in love with the fact that you could do research and you could explore some of these tough problems or tough things that we face as an industry, whether it be a nutrition problem or a welfare problem, you know, thinking about weaning and stress, anything and everything that you have an interest in, you could research it and try and help better the industry and help make producers more profitable, help them make better management decisions backed by science. And, you know, I really think those two combined, that research, that being trained to think critically about problems and think about things from every different aspect, but then having that practical understanding, I mean, I just think that's really helped me jumpstart my career with CAB kind of in that sustainability space, where I deal a lot with our producers and the farmers and ranchers that make up the American Angus Association. But on the flip side, I deal a lot with our licensees, those licensed partners that maybe a retailer, a chef, a restaurateur. And I think it gives me that perspective to be able to answer questions on both sides of our business and have that perspective of what matters depending on what audience I'm with.
Yes, ma'am. So with these different perspectives that you gained through your research, like you mentioned, and working with licensees, would you mind kind of describing the people that you work with day to day and kind of what a day on the job looks like for you?
Sure. So my job, I'd say, is probably a little bit unique at the brand in the fact that I technically would sit on what we call our production team, which would be very production agriculture, working on the live cattle side of things, that kind of mindset. So, you know, depending on the day, I may do things like go to a BQA training or go to a stockmanship and stewardship event. I go to industry events. I was just actually out in Kansas City speaking for Elanco at one of their cattle feeding events. So, you know, depending on the day, I could be doing something very cattle centric. I might be out, you know, visiting a farm, visiting a ranch or a feed yard. I may be talking at an industry event about sustainability, what the brand's doing. But then on the other side, like I said, I'm kind of unique in the fact that I also interact a lot with our licensee side of the business. So think about sales, marketing, communications. And I kind of joke, a lot of my job, a typical day, if I'm working with brand customers or brand licensees or consumers, I just do a lot of myth busting, to be completely honest with you. I mean, it's just people who don't understand production ag. They haven't maybe ever even set foot on a beef cattle operation. But they have a lot of questions about it, right? They see things in the news or they see things on social media. And I just flat out just answer their questions and teach them about sustainability and how the beef industry is sustainable. So a day in my job definitely is not consistent, right? I travel a lot. Even when I'm at the office, we bring thousands of guests a year that would be those CAB licensees. We bring them to the office. We teach them all about things from meat science. We take them out on the farm. We get them to actually see and interact with cows and with farmers and ranchers. So I could be doing an event like that even when I'm in the office. So that's really what I love about my job, is that it's not the same. You know, I'm not sitting in the office every day. I get to be out. I get to be on the farm and ranch. But then I get to see the other side of the business, whether it's going to a restaurant or going to a food service event and learning about, you know, what's important to them as restaurateurs or as chefs. So that's kind of a hard question to answer, Jessa. It just depends on the day, to be honest.
Yes, ma'am. That sounds like a great job, honestly, though. I know I definitely wouldn't want to be stuck kind of doing repetitive things all day. I like getting out and talking with people.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. So, like you mentioned, you kind of, it sounds like you teach and help educate about certified Angus beef and the cattle industry as a whole. What are some of the things that you really wish a lot of people knew more about in the industry?
Yeah, from the producer side of things, I'd say I just wish what they knew more of or got involved in more of the conversations is that our consumers, for the most part, right? I mean, there's always the exception. There's always that loud group that is always going to be anti-production ag or anti, livestock and agriculture. But the majority of the people, and I say majority, I mean, I can't name a single person that I've interacted with at the brand in a year and a half from the licensee side of things, consumer side of things, that is flat out saying that we are doing things wrong and production agriculture is not good for them, their selves, their families, the animals, the planet, right? They just want to know more about what we do and why. And I wish that more producers could be a part of those conversations and hear that, because, you know, I get to do it on a day-to-day basis and answer those questions. And that's probably the part that I love the most about my job, is that I get to have those conversations and I get to see the light bulbs go off in people's minds. You know, when you connect the dots and you teach them the real science behind, maybe it's something about greenhouse gases, or maybe it's something about, you know, beef quality assurance and how that ensures that our producers are taking care of their cattle on a day-to-day basis. And that does equate to positive animal welfare. So I love the fact that I get to connect those dots for people, and you get to see, you know, the lights go on upstairs and them understand what we do in terms of cattle production and appreciate that. And I wish more producers could see that.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. I know education is a big thing in agriculture as a whole, and that's something that we've really been trying to do, is just kind of get out and help break some of the stigmas and let people know exactly where their food is coming from and the people behind it.
Exactly. And that's what they want to know. They want to know that they're, though the people producing their food, whether it's a cattle producer, whether you're a row crop farmer, whether you're in vegetable production, right? They just want to learn more about the people behind it. What are their values? Does it align with their own values? And just see that continual progress of, you know, we do care about the environment. We do care about cattle care. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here today, right? You think of a lot of the generation and generations of farmers and ranchers. We wouldn't be here today if we didn't. But we've just got to do a better job of getting them to see that and understand that, especially when they're, you know, most of our consumers today are 1, 2, 3 generations or more removed from the farm. So yeah, for sure.
Yes, ma'am. So kind of on that note, would you mind breaking down the mission that Certified Angus Beef has with its producers?
Yeah, of course. So it's kind of cool. Our mission statement is what I'll talk about. And it's not just to producers. You know, I love the fact that this brand was built by producers, for producers, with the consumer in mind, right? So our mission statement was developed in 1978 when we were founded, and it has not changed in the entire 45 years that we've been around. So that mission statement is on all throughout our office building. It's on each and every one of us employees' desk. And it's basically just to increase demand for registered Angus cattle through our specification-based branded beef program that really just works to identify that consistent, high-quality beef with superior taste. So I love that our mission statement still holds true today, that number one, what we're here to do is increase demand for registered Angus cattle, right? And everything we do at the brand, whether it's from sales marketing perspective, whether it's in the realm of sustainability, producer education, you know, everything we do ultimately has to sell more beef and ultimately increase demand for registered Angus cattle. But on the flip side of that, we also want to help consumers find the best beef consistently, right? We joke if, just look for the logo and your life will be a million times easier. They may not understand the carcass specifications, but just look for the logo, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. And that's what we tell a lot of our customers and consumers. So I think it's cool that, you know, one brand can encompass so many different parts of the industry, all the way from the day that calf is born to the day that, you know, that fed animal may end up on a consumer's plate, and that our mission statement encompasses all of that is pretty cool to me.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. So with kind of following through, like you said, from the calf all the way up until you get your final product, and ensuring that Certified Angus Beef that's on people's tables meets the high quality standards that y'all hold, there's got to be a bunch of different careers working behind the scenes to make sure everything gets done at Certified Angus Beef. What are some of the different careers that maybe you've had the chance to work with or that you see that's becoming increasingly important with Certified Angus Beef?
Oh, Jessa, there are so many. And that's one thing that was eye-opening to me when I started here at the brand. You know, it really takes people with so many different areas of knowledge and expertise to make this whole brand flow and fit together and be successful. So, you know, like I said, I'm kind of lucky that I get to work across a lot of different teams, even though I sit on our production team. So breaking that down for you, I mean, just sitting alone on our production team, you know, we've got people with meat science degrees. We have a full-time meat scientist. But within that, you know, we've got people with undergrad degrees in meat science, master's in meat science that work with our packing team. So they kind of maintain the packer processor relationships. We have people with food science degrees that would look at kind of what we call our value added products. So thinking about how do we create value and maybe a pre-cooked brisket, for example. Beyond that, we've got producer education. So we have several people that are kind of like myself that have a cattle background and that animal science degree that would work on the producer education side of things. And then you kind of break out of our production team. I mean, shoot, you've got sales marketing, and within that you've got people who are marketing experts that maybe didn't come from an agriculture background or a cattle specific background, but they know what's going to grab people's attention. They know how to market the product. We have a whole sales team. So, you know, a lot of our sales team is kind of a mix. They may have cattle industry background in terms of outside of just meat buying, but a lot of these people on our sales team would have a very rich history in terms of buying and selling beef, meat in general, for companies like a Sysco maybe, and now they're here at the brand. So really understanding and having a good grasp and handle on what's important to retail, what's important to food service, how do we keep our product relevant to them? And then another big area that we would have would be communications. And within that, there's so many different avenues that you could take communications, right? We have our producer communications team that predominantly focuses on just not even just written content, but, you know, videos, media, social media content that would be very producer driven. So sharing about things, you know, thinking of my job specifically, sharing about how sustainability impacts them. How are we helping share their story with consumers? How do we do that with data? And in terms of all those communications, they would be in charge of that. On the flip side of that, we have kind of more of a consumer-facing communications side of the business where, again, how do we tell that story to consumers in a way that makes sense? How do we get those stories out there in written content, media content? We have a PR team that really handles all of our relationships there with media. So thinking about, we have a whole chef team. So thinking about getting them on, you know, some morning shows to do some cool cooking demos, thinking about interviews, you know, cool events that we can do. Another side of our business would actually be our events team. So we have several event planners that, again, would have various backgrounds in the industry or not, but know how to put on one heck of an event, right? And we put on plenty of events here at the brand from our annual conference. We do a lot of producer events, licensee events for food service partners. So there's just, I mean, it's amazing to me when you sit back and look at, we've got about 160 employees today, and the amount of vastness and expertise that, like I said, makes this brand tick on a day-to-day basis is just mind-blowing.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. Honestly, I did not expect it to be that many and that diverse of an array of careers.
Yeah, no, I know. When I started here, I mean, I didn't know what I expected to find behind the front doors when I walked in my first day, but it's just amazing. And I mean, it's cool to work with so many people from so many different backgrounds and just gaining that knowledge of understanding a whole business approach, right? Not just, okay, I'm focused on cattle production and that's it. Because if we're just focused in cattle production, right, we have no idea how to market a product or communicate to consumers, we're going to fall apart. It doesn't work. So it's amazing how all of us work and flow together, even though you're kind of in your own bucket within the company, how all of us work together.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of stuff coming together to make the brand tick.
Yes.
And I know, especially since I got the opportunity to go to that ranch day, I feel like I kind of got to see some of the, I don't know what team it would be necessarily, but like just all of the people coming together, including some of the videos that Certified Angus Beef puts out. I got to watch some of those. There was just a lot that went into it, and I found it really, really interesting.
Yeah, so even like that, that'd be a perfect example of an outreach event that we do to try and connect our licensees. You were on a ranch day, so probably with a distributor. So someone who works primarily selling product to a food service type of customer, and connecting them with that on-farm, on-ranch experience where they can actually interact with the families that produce certified Angus beef and learn more about it. So when you think about them going out on the street on a day-to-day sales call, if they're meeting with a chef, that gives them that personal experience of, yes, we provide them with the education on the carcass specifications, on why certified Angus beef is special from a quality and consistency standpoint, but start having those conversations about sustainability and the family farmers and ranchers that make up the brand and make up the association. Getting them that personal experience is what's going to sell more beef, right? I mean, that's such a cool experience that you got to be a part of, where we will actually see those experiences pay off in terms of more beef, more of our product being sold. So yeah, that would have touched a lot of different teams, from education all the way to producer engagement, right? Producer education and connecting those producers and preparing them to be successful with that crowd. And then again, event planners, our marketing and sales team was probably there. So you got to see a wide array of certified Angus beef put into one event.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. And I believe it was Cisco Foods that was there, if I'm correct. And
yes.
It was a great experience, even getting to talk to them and ask them kind of why they were here for certified Angus beef. And yep. It was interesting to watch as they were on the farm, because I don't think a lot of them had been to a production farm like that before. And you could just kind of see the gears ticking in their head as everything kind of connected.
Exactly. Yep. And that's the part of my job that I love. I love getting to see those gears tick. And like I said, realizing, okay, so this isn't true what I heard on the news or what I read on Facebook, you know, about cattle. And the hot topics that I get would be about methane, about greenhouse gases, you know, the environmental footprint or carbon footprint of beef production. And yeah, when you get to see those people out on the farm in real life, and you start talking about how everything we do works together and works in conjunction. And, you know, we often tell people cattlemen are the original conservationists, and they don't get that until they get on the farm or the ranch. And then you see that light bulb yes, I get it now. So yeah, I love that you got to see that.
Yes, ma'am. So you kind of mentioned it just then that you loved getting out and talking to people and seeing their gears tick and kind of have that aha moment. Would you mind kind of elaborating on that and talking about your favorite part of your job?
Sure. So yeah, I mean, I think coming from an ag background and hearing all the misconceptions that people have about production ag, right? Whether it's, oh gosh, some of the comments have been, you know, can you have high production and have positive animal welfare? If you don't know, if you don't have that background, how are they supposed to know that, right? Same with the greenhouse gas emission type questions that I get, you know, hey, I heard on the news, or I saw on Facebook an article that cows are just ruining the environment. You know, methane is destroying the environment, and cows are the sole reason. And again, if you don't have that background, you don't have that knowledge, you don't have those conversations, how are they supposed to know any better? So I love the fact that I get to be in kind of a safe zone where people feel like they can rely on me at the brand and the brand in general to answer their questions. So they definitely don't hold back any questions, which I love. But the fact that we can help guide them through that, like I said, back everything with science, that's really why I was hired at the brand, was with my research background. Everything we talk about, we say cows are good for the environment. How? Show that to me. Show that through data. Show that through science. And I love that when I get to share that with them, but I also love educating. So getting to share that with them in a way that makes sense to them, right? Again, thinking of the audience that I'm with, I just love the fact that the amount of people that we are touching at the brand and sharing the good story of beef cattle and beef production in general. And I think what's even cooler, and the part that really makes me love this piece of the job, is you think, okay, we're touching people that might be salesmen. They may go back and take that to their team of 40 or 50 other salesmen and say, hey, that's not true. We need to be talking about animal welfare. We need to be talking about how cows can be good for the environment. The same thing on the consumer side. You think if we can touch one person and then maybe they'll go tell their entire family about it or their friends and maybe their families about it. You just think about the sheer amount of people that we are touching from the brand's perspective and sharing that story. That's what's really special to me. I mean, it kind of gives me the life every day to come to the office and feel like we're really making a difference, not just on the production side. And you know, thinking about how do we make sure that those farms and ranches stay in the family, that they are economically sustainable, right? Through and we look at that stuff through things like grid premiums paid back to the cattle feeder from the packer. But I just love that we get to tie together that whole supply chain and hopefully, you know, make people feel good about buying beef, because I think right now they're kind of shamed for buying beef sometimes, whether they're at the grocery store or at the restaurant. So making them feel good about our product, but then thinking of how many more people they're going to go tell that story to is what I really love.
Yes, ma'am. I love that you're tackling these topics with science and understanding, because I feel like that's so important. A lot of people come at these topics, and sometimes it's just becomes too aggressive, when a lot of times all you need is to just talk it out.
Exactly. And I mean, emotion is tough, right? So to overcome emotion with science, like I said, you've got to find a fun and unique way to do it, to get people engaged and to see it, touch it, feel it. And that's why we do so many events on the farm and the ranch, because that gives them that perspective. They hear that coming straight from a producer and their kids about, you know, we work together. We do care about the environment, and here's how, whether it's rotationally grazing or talking about how we manage our cows in a different way and thinking about animal welfare and what that means from the family's perspective. I mean, hearing that straight from them means so much more. So the fact that we get to tie all those dots together and really promote the entire industry, but like you said, backing it with the science when we need to step in and I need to talk about, you know, emissions and what percent the beef cattle actually make up, I can do that. And we can have that conversation and back it up with science. So we aren't just saying we're doing a good job, you know, from an environmental perspective, or say that we care for our cattle. Here's some data to actually back that up for you and just add that extra validity in the consumer's mind.
Yes, ma'am. That's so important to just having these conversations. Especially
yes,
since
absolutely.
So many people are curious, not necessarily angered or have a prejudice. There's just a lot of people that are really curious about this stuff. And I love that Certified Angus Beef is getting out and having these conversations.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I think after COVID, the first time for a lot of people, a lot of younger generations especially, going to the grocery store or going to a restaurant, well, really not even being able to go to a restaurant because they were all closed, but specifically thinking about the meat case at the grocery store, that was probably the first time in a lot of our lives where we went to wherever you grocery shop and the meat case wasn't full. And you had to think about, oh, wait a second, where does my food come from then? Why is there no meat on the shelf? Why is the supply chain backed up? And then it just, I think, started that curiosity of the production system as a whole. You know, how is my food raised? I guess I never really thought about it. I just assumed it came from the grocery store, right? So I love, and I think this is such a cool opportunity for us as an industry right now. We have an audience that is so captive and so eager to learn more that we've got to take advantage of that. And this, there's no better time than now to do it. So,
yes, ma'am, I fully agree. No better time than the present.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Nichols, once again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us and allowing me to interview.
Oh, no problem, Jessa. This was a blast, and I love that you are getting out and doing this podcast and learning more about careers, and I'm glad that mine was interesting enough to ask about, so I'm happy that I could help you out today.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. I've learned so much, and I'm sure our listeners will as well. Black Angus production is a huge industry in agriculture that the Certified Angus Beef brand promotes and holds to its superior standards. CAB's logo on your meal doesn't just mean you're getting a beef product, but rather you're getting superior meat that is held to high standards. Through this episode, I hope you've learned more as a consumer about what products you're eating and also the different opportunities given by this product. I hope you've learned something new in this, the fifth episode of A Day in Agriculture. You can expect the next episode on August 25th and listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. To keep up with the latest updates about A Day in Agriculture, I encourage you to follow our Instagram at A Day in Agriculture. Thank you for listening. Sources used in this episode are as follows. Bama Beef, Alabama Beef Cattle Facts, Certified Angus Beef Brand, Brand History, Cattle Feeders, The 7 Stages of Beef Cattle Production, CAB Cattle, Meet the Team, Our World in Data, Meat Production, World Animal Foundation, Numbers, Rancher, Common Cattle Brands. If you would like access to the transcript of this episode or have any questions, contact adayinagriculture@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.